And so to a visitor to Australia about to arrive to try to persuade us to go nuclear. Wade Allison is a professor of physics at Oxford, whose book on the subject is titled Radiation and Reason, The Impact of Science on a Culture of Fear. But why fear?
It's the fear of radiation, I think. There are these words that turn people off, and radiation is one of them. If you say radiation to the man in the street, his understanding is going to shut down. He's learnt to be frightened, which means he stops thinking. And when man stops thinking, that's dangerous.
And you're implying that nuclear power stations aren't that much of a radiation risk?
If they're properly designed, of course, and if they're properly controlled. I mean, there's a significant cost and so on associated with the control of a nuclear power plant. That's an engineering problem. It needs safety spheres and so on. It's been solved. It wasn't solved at Three Mile Island and it wasn't solved at Chernobyl. But that's nothing to do with the impact of radiation on people. That's to do with the plant endangering itself, of course. I mean, a nuclear power plant is a bit different from another kind of power plant because it's got 3 years worth of fuel in it at any one time. It's not explosive, but it does need to be rather well controlled.
There was a time, not many years ago, when some people, I'm thinking of an expert in Cambridge, a woman who said that there is no lower limit to the amount of radiation that can be dangerous and can affect the body. Have these attitudes changed then recently?
I hope that I'm contributing to changing them, but we are used to physics being linear, that is to say, a little bit and a lot of anything produce effects which are proportionate. And this is the great successes of physics, that you can do this sort of thing. Biology isn't like that. We all know that if you take one paracetamol tablet, it'll cure your headache. If you take 100, you're a goner. Things are not proportionate in biology, and that is because of development of feedback and protection mechanisms. And what I'm saying is that the record now shows that, in fact, radiation is not dangerous to us in modest quantities. Of course, if you have a course of radiotherapy which is meant to be killing cells in the tumour, then that is on the edge of being very dangerous. But still, people do have courses of radiotherapy and the tumours do get killed and people walk away and say thank you. But if you look at the radiation levels that those treatments receive, they are very, very long way from the kinds of things that you can get from any nuclear power station.
What about the levels you get when you go to a spa, a health spa for a cure?
I know that's really an amusing sideline, the way that people go to spas and they actually advertise that they have radioactive waters with therapeutic consequences. Well, they probably don't do you any good, and they almost certainly don't do you any harm. I don't have any numbers, actually, but it's interesting that these people are still in business, selling the benefits of these spas while other people are running around saying how dangerous radioactivity is.
And these spas are often radioactive, you're suggesting?
Oh, they definitely are, and they say they are. And, of course, it is the radon and the radioactivity which creates them, as indeed it does, of course, to create geothermal power, which is another source of green power, but it's all radiation-based.
Professor Wade Allison from Oxford, who next week on this programme outlines his case for the nuclear alternative. And we shall also examine how those earthquakes in Haiti and maybe in Newcastle, New South Wales, could have been predicted. And we shall finally catch up with those snails. The Science Show is produced by David Fisher and Charlie McCune. I'm Robin Williams.